The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Anthony Cosenza with CincyJungle.com and the Cincy Jungle and SB Nation Podcast Network. Joining you via Facebook Live right after the game, giving you immediate reactions and analysis. Definitely keep it to CincyJungle.com for all the updates, analysis, opinion, all that stuff. And there is a lot to take away from today. Kind of depends on, you know, what game you watched and your opinions on certain players, whose fault some of these issues were. I mean, you look at the stat line, Andy Dalton, 4 interceptions. I'd be hard pressed to put more than 2 of those squarely on Andy Dalton. I mean, the one to John Ross, that was a deep play. There was clearly some miscommunication there. Some people believe that it was a bad throw by Dalton. Some people believe that Ross just gave up on the play and or didn't think the ball was coming to him. So there's that. And then, the one where he, it was a tip and the guy made an incredible diving interception. That's another one. Bottom line is the Bengals turned the ball over 4 times. They didn't get a turnover once, which is what they have been feasting on these first couple of games and how they won. They came into today, I believe, with a +2 or +3 turnover differential, and now they're -2. Thanks to the 4 turnovers today. There was some weird, there were some different issues that popped up. Obviously, the big one, aside from the turnovers, is in the injuries. Not only the injuries that the Bengals had coming into the game, Michael Johnson didn't play, Preston Brown didn't play. Obviously, he was missed. Christian McCaffrey had over 200 yards rushing today, and it was mostly up the middle of the defense. So obviously they saw something they wanted to expose with Preston Brown inactive again today. Aside from those guys, Joe Mixon, they missed him. AJ Green got hurt in the game, missed him down the stretch. Ryan Glasgow was carted off. Tyler Kroft left the game for a little bit. Andrew Billings left the game for a little bit. So, I mean, There were guy after guy was leaving the game or was already not playing. And then, you don't have Preston Brown in the lineup, and then you also don't have Vontaze Burfict in the lineup. So that is going to equate to a long day on the ground. I think Cam Newton maybe had 150 yards passing, maybe. I didn't look before I hopped on here, but I know late in the game he was maybe at about 130 or so. They ran the ball down the Bengals' throats, and the Bengals really couldn't do too much about it. There was very bad pass rush, bad tackling. I see someone here, Mark Barbieri, says no pass rush, bad tackling. Kirkpatrick is always slightly just off from making big plays. Absolutely. Today, Kirkpatrick, even though the Bengals' passing defense didn't let up a lot of yards, Kirkpatrick today let up 1 big play on a crossing route on a 3rd down. And then he also had another interception opportunity to go right through his hands again. I think it's been at least 1 every game this season. So, I don't know. The frustrating game. I guess it's a game that you can kind of say you still see that the Bengals have a lot of talent. They have a lot of roster talent. They have a lot of you know, even with these injuries, they were able to use the tight ends well. C.J. Uzomah caught a touchdown pass. Tyler Eifert had a number of nice catches today. Tyler Boyd played outstanding. So, I mean, there are a number of guys who stepped up in the wake of injury, which was awesome. But, I mean, at the same time, you still see, even with the talent and the depth, you still see areas where this team struggles. You still see the fact that this team needs a lot of things to go right in order to still come out with a win. Today, Sam Hubbard missed a fumble recovery opportunity. Luckily, that didn't turn out to be any points or anything. You could go the Drake Kirkpatrick interception opportunity that was missed. I mean, you can go on and on. Andy Dalton, 4 turnovers. You're not going to win that way. But, I mean, it's a frustrating game. It's a frustrating scenario. And, you know, we knew this team is not going to be a 16-0 team. We knew that this team is not going to be, they're going to have these types of games. They're going to have these types of games where they fall on their own faces. They make mistakes. This is a young team. I see guys talking about, by the way, Stephen Fodor asked, what's Green's injury? It was a groin injury, apparently. I thought initially when he came down, it looked more like he just got the wind knocked out of him, but apparently it was a groin injury, and he basically missed 2 full quarters, I think. So that's not good. I saw someone here say, it was Darren Gwynn saying thoughts on Ross. You know, he's frustrating. He and Dalton do not appear to be on the same page. And you would think with a veteran quarterback and a guy who's essentially in his rookie year, because he missed basically all of last year, you would think that, there's going to be some growing pains there. But it's getting to be kind of a little bit of a detriment to the offense, which is not good. He did make a nice catch on a slant route, almost squeezed into the end zone there, and it was on a third down, a much needed play by the offense, and the Bengals ended up scoring from there. But, you know, it's hard to win with all of that going on, all of those things where you shoot yourself in the foot. Randy Bullock misses a field goal. The Bengals had a nice drive going at that point. And they didn't do it. So came up short today. Important game next week against the Falcons. They also go on the road then. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I've said that if the Bengals can get out of this first month at 3-1, I think that's a pretty good start to the season, and much different from last year. Last year they were 1-3. So I think if you can do that, that would be great. 2-2, it's not a disaster, but that would not be good. That especially after what they did the first 2 weeks, and then you come back and you lose 2 in a row, that wouldn't be good. I think the Bengals kind of got to be in a little bit of must-win mode next week against the Falcons. And, we'll see how it goes going forward. Big stretch of games coming up. Obviously, they get Perfect back. Preston Brown, Michael Johnson, Joe Mixon should be coming back in the next week or two. So that should be good. And we'll see what happens with A.J. Green. I don't think it's anything major because he was still suited up on the sideline throughout the rest of the game, but I just think he couldn't go the rest of the day. He needs to probably rest that up. So, a lot of different mistakes. And to be honest, even though they lost by 10 points, this game was closer than that score indicates. And you got to be at least a little encouraged at the fact that even with those mistakes and certain things that the Bengals were doing and or weren't doing, they were in this game and they had a chance to either tie it or maybe even come away with a win late. Just kind of depends. So, you see Karen Schricht in here, tired of all the excuses. Dalton needed a new head coach and quarterback. Guess what, Karen? I don't fully disagree with you, I guess, but at the same time, it's not happening. Dalton and Lewis are the guys for this team, so they just have to do something different, and we got to hope for a different result, and we'll see. I think that's going to be it for me today, guys. Bengals lose 31-21 to the Panthers. And, you know, fall to 2-1. We'll see what happens the rest of the way out. But keep it to Cincy Jungle for all the news, notes, awards, injury updates, all that good stuff throughout the week. We also do a couple of different podcasts on the Cincy Jungle and SB Nation radio network. So, check that out as well. And you can download through that through a bunch of different stuff. But keep it with us. Let's try and keep positive, I guess. There were positives to be taken away today, but, obviously not the big positive, which is a win. So, we'll see. And we'll see how the team recovers and if they can recover this next week. Have a good rest of the week, guys.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation. And I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.